When children visit Irvine's Exhibit Hall, they are often most excited to see our lively snakes. They can meet any of the four species of native snakes we have, from the corn snake to the leucistic black rat snake. Immediately, these kids step forward and want to get up close. And they have so many questions. How big does it get? What does it eat? Where does it live? What animals eat it? But when adults visit, they often see a snake and quickly take one big step back. And they only have one question. Is it poisonous? Of Maryland's 27 species of snake, only two are dangerous, but none are poisonous. Not one. And worldwide, few slithering species are poisonous. That's because the small, select group of non-constrictor snakes that are dangerous are venomous, not poisonous. And it's an important difference. The two toxic terms are often used interchangeably, and they do have similarities. Both poison and venom contain toxins, which organisms use to catch prey or defend themselves. Toxins are molecules that can cause an injurious reaction. Neurotoxins, for example, affect the nervous system. Allergens overstimulate the immune system, and proteolytic toxins can even eat away at flesh. But the difference between poisonous and venomous is entirely in how the defense mechanism is used. If the toxin is injected via copperhead's bite, for example, it's venom. If the toxin is secreted through the skin, as in the case of our region's American toads, it's poison. Venoms are injected directly into a wound. Poisons work their deadly magic through touch, ingestion, or inhalation. Locally, we have many examples of venomous animals. They include the timber rattlesnake, bees and wasps, black widow spiders, and all those jellies that guard our beaches in the late summer. To be venomous, an animal must inject a toxin. The most common delivery systems are fangs and stingers, and the toxin is stored internally in specialized glands. The brown recluse spider, which is not a native to our area but has been introduced, does have a very intense venomous bite. However, spider bites are actually quite uncommon, and most spiders will only bite humans in self-defense. Perhaps surprisingly, many of the few hundred species in Maryland are venomous. It's just that most have too little venom to affect people, or their venom is highly specialized and only adapted for their specific prey. One of the deadliest insects you'll find in Maryland is likely one you'd never consider. It's poisonous in all its forms and even advertises its toxic nature. It's the monarch butterfly. Very lethal to humans, monarch caterpillars feed on milkweed, which makes them incredibly poisonous to all sorts of animals, including you and me. Its orange and black coloring is a loud warning message to stand clear. As a poisonous species, the monarch doesn't deliver its toxin directly. Instead, the substance is in the oriole-colored body. You'd have to eat it to get sick. Organisms that are poisonous usually have a toxic substance secreted in its external covering, be it skin or leaves. The poisons have to be ingested, be inhaled, or come into contact with the skin to cause harm. Local examples include poison ivy and some varieties of mushrooms. Usually Irvine's adult visitors will step forward to learn more about our snakes once they understand the difference between venomous and poisonous. And they'll ask, which one is worse? Surprisingly, if you had to choose between being bit by a venomous snake or touching a poisonous frog, you might want to go with the snake. Snakes don't always inject venom when they bite. About 20% of their bites are dry and don't include venom. Poisonous animals, however, don't choose when to apply toxins. That means it's 100% chance of exposure. You can learn more about our area's native animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.